it started. Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lecky Murray, and this is Christian Hip Hop Now, a podcast about Christian hip hop, Christian news, and current events. Man, we got so much things to talk about, man. Hey, before I get started in this podcast, I want to shout out to the love that I'm receiving, man. Your boy podcast is slightly, sort of, almost might be blowing up right now. And it's because of you, man, that's been sticking around, been putting in work for your boy. And now I'm excited to say, I still got my other job. But hey, we got so much stuff to talk about today, man. It's going to be crazy. Next week, the next time it comes out, my podcast come out in 2 weeks, it's going to be on Christmas mode. So do not miss it. We have a podcast Christmas mode from November all the way to December. So don't miss that. Today, we're going to talk about Kirk Franklin boycotting the Devil Wars, also Lecrae 2, the Jesus King album review, and Christian hip hop hating on Kanye. It was weird, people. We had an interesting 2 weeks that I really want to talk about. And I did an interview with the 7 from Adam. I lost the freaking interview, so I will have him on my YouTube channel coming up soon. But we're going to come back, man. We're going to talk about, we're going to give that album review of Jesus King. 1K Fuse. 1K Tino. Chris Cross. CHH Now.
Make a lot of moves in the city like, ooh. Might have one gonna follow my crew. Now they wake up, we finna come through. Gotta find a key, have a Chloe move. Let go. We gone. Turn around. It's on. Don't wait too long. My game too strong. Baby, hold on. I ain't tryna put you in the friend zone. Make your bed rock like a Flintstone. But it's only if I put a ring on. Coming like Rick Ross. Jumping like Chris Cross. Rocking like Kid Bob. Running up TikTok. Coming like Rick Ross. Jumping like Chris Cross, rocking like Kid Bop, running up TikTok.
We the new Chris Cross, huh? Whipping up big sauce, huh? Heard you got big mad, huh? Might as well get loud, boy. Ever since Chirk gone wild, me and Tone had a drip and we still ain't rinsed off, boy. Kicking big flay like chips, huh? Tell them folk we good love and joy. I can have a couple mil in the bank right now, but I said I wouldn't jug anymore. The head of the game when he fuck right now. We ain't even keeping up with the school. Reminisce about things in the trap, watching Tone wrap it up like a grocery store. When it came a long way, now it's time to go ball for the win. It's the final four. What's up? What's up? Yes, sir. Yeah, ma'am. We are. I am. No bull. No round. No cap. They are. On my radar. Too lit. Check clothes. Outfit.
Like Rick Ross, jumping like Chris Cross, rocking like Kid Bop, running up TikTok, coming like Rick Ross, jumping like Chris Cross, rocking like Kid Bop, running up TikTok.
Yes, 1K Fuse featuring 1K Tino, Chris Cross. Hey man, something I'm just thinking about. Christian Pop Now, Lecky Murray is here. I don't know why I said that out loud like that. But Jesus King is Kanye West's 9th studio album. And it debuted this week as number one, which is crazy, right? So I'm going to give you some of the reviews of the record real quick. A quick review. And I want to talk about some of the controversy that is dividing Christians. And the starters, I think that this album is essentially a game changer when it comes to Christian hip hop. And you may be like, Lucky, how can you say that, man? We had Lecrae, we have Cross Movement, we had this, we have that, we have all these different people. How can you say that Kanye West is a game changer for Christian hip hop? I'm going to say this. Lyrically, Kanye West has never been a lyrical artists. And let me explain that for a particular second. Kanye West tells stories. He can paint a picture in your mind and that's vivid in your head. He champions the underdog. And when rap was so focused on trap music, was so focused on just being hood, he came in with, you know, the polo, you know, the Louis bag, you know what I'm saying? More the preppy look, and it was an alternative to the hood lifestyle. So him doing Jesus King, and him, he sold 264 album equivalent units, which is 109 pure album sales, bro. I believe that Kanye West changed the game for Christian rap because we were so long did not want to, a lot of artists did not want to have the banner Christian rapper with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had Lecrae, we had so many rappers like, yo, don't call me a Christian rapper. It breaks down barriers. But here at Jesus King, that's the number one album in the country. Jesus is King. Number one album in the country. It's telling you guys Jesus King. And like, the album was, from a production standpoint, was solid. I was talking to one of my friends. He said it doesn't sound like a finished album. It didn't have a rough polish to it, but like Follow God was dope. Close on Sunday was another dope banger. I did like Water, and it used this gospel with the Clips and Kenny G. First of all, how do you get Kenny G and the Clips? No Malice said he would never do a song with Pusha T unless it had something to do with Christ content. And having them brothers on the record, man, I thought that was very monumental. The soulful samples, his singing, he really seemed like, Kanye West really seemed like he was sincere in his relationship with God. So I thought that was a five all day. I love the album. It's only 27 minutes long. So you could hop in, you could do a little quick workout, listen to the whole record. My only problem is how, and I'm going to talk about this coming up, Christian rap, and they hate for him. So I want to put that aside, right? Put that aside. We're going to talk about that coming up next. Stay tuned. But I think the Christians, the legalism is like, look, this don't look right. How are you doing this? How are you doing that? You get all these comments. You got people talk about something. He need to repent of his sins. Like, bro, he don't need to repent nothing to me. I'm not God. You understand me? I'm not God. I am not the author and perfecter of his faith. He has to work out his own salvation in trembling and fear. Because I have problems, people. Lecky Murray has problems. And people do not want to admit that. And they be like, how can God do this? How can God? Bro, don't worry about how it's doing it. Just know that Jesus King is the number one album in the country. And the fact that Jesus is being glorified on the album, right? The last number one Christian pop album up there, you could count NF, but I don't even count NF because one, NF does not actively state that he's a Christian anything. I don't know if he's a Christian for real. But I'm not judging the brother, but I'm just saying, I don't know if NF's a Christian for real. Let's be 100. Lecrae Anomaly 2014 sold about 78,000 units, I believe, first week. Jesus King's probably gonna go gold, maybe go platinum. I'm not sure. It's going to win a Grammy in the gospel rec album section. It's going to win Stellas. It's going to win Dove Awards. The problem, and somebody said this, I think Derek Minor said this, the problem is that Kanye West needs strong people around him because the Christian industry bubble can be very deceiving because now they're on his hype train because of the people that Kanye West draws to. Heck, I'm being almost semi-affected by it. People listen to me because I'm giving Jesus King reviews, right? I'm not mad at it, but I'm a Christian pop media outlet as well, and I love Christian hip-hop, and what Kanye West is doing is great. I just pray that people can see this, and I'm going on my rant, people. After we talk about Kirk Franklin coming up next, I'm going in because Christian hip-hop need to be ashamed of itself as far as how it treated Kanye West because of skepticism, right? But really, guys, oh, I'm not gonna do this, guys. Stay tuned, man. When I come back next, man, this is gonna be in. I'm gonna talk a little bit about this. Let's talk about Christian rap hate on Kanye. Let's talk about that. Special K, I'm down. Christian hip hop now.
Back to the beginning, I got way too many people that don't wanna see me winning. Yeah, you say that with them boys, been around since the beginning. Got a feeling that's a stretch, I see you in 7 innings. I put it down, throw it to the sky, watch some blessings come. Elevate, watch me take my talents to a better place. On a chase, Scooby snacks on my plate. Solve the case, took the mask off, I'm a renegade.
I know I gotta do better, so watch me go and do better. Say do it like this and do it like that, but I know we do it better.
I know I gotta do better. Watch me go and do better. They say do it like this and do it like that, but I know we do it better. I'm down. I'm down. If he's making moves and I'm making moves, going all in. I'm down, I'm down. I can see it all in front of me.
I got things to do. Every day I gotta make it happen, making moves. Turned up on the trash and started snapping. What it do? It's your mental straight about to know. I've got the juice, boys. Bench warmers, brush away your toe. I don't play. I got people counting on me. I'm just trying to make a way. It ain't nothing about me, phony. The gate. I was only 8 years old, I put the camera to the page. Told my story, told my problem, told my pain. This ain't new, they think I just had to bone the scene. I had gears in before I ever hit 1,000 streams. They don't know, by the night said I was cooking in the stew. Took a shower, hit the block cause I was late to get to school. Where was you? Tryna come around me like we cool, I ain't a fool. Had to make it work before I even had the tools. For you get a judge and walk them out of them shoes. Got a bum side, it ain't no way that I can lose.
I'm down,
oh, no, no, no.
I'm down. If he's making moves and I'm making moves, going all in, gotta see it through.
So you not behind, oh.
I don't complicate it, I just blow it with it. Let me check my feelings, confidence is beaming. This is right at the beginning. I don't hear no lady singing. My God, it's the only reason you can leave the check on the table. I got a team of feelings.
Lord knows I'm down.
manner. Baby girl, she grab my hand and tell me that I'm handsome. I tell her that she all that like her name was Amanda. I came from the Ville, but people think I'm from Atlanta. Told my exes chill, I just get ghosts like Danny Phantom. I just get the bad and get the bad like I was Santa. Look, when I'm in Ohio, white girl saying, oh my Lanta. Look, I just wrote my bio, it's just saying throwing tantrums. Look, praying for my enemies, cause Jesus set the standard. Look, yeah.
Was No Big Deal, MC Hammer, Lucky Murray, Christian Hip Hop Now. And I want to get on my soapbox real quick. I know you're like, Lucky, what has gotten into you, man? I gotta talk about this, man, because I feel like this is something that is going to hinder us into the next decade, to the next millennial. Because here's what I feel. I love Christian Hip Hop. There's no lie, Christian Hip Hop has done a lot for me, but I've been following Christian Hip Hop since 2012. It's really stagnant right now. And we have a brother, Kanye West. And I'm going to consider him as a brother, right? I don't know anything else about him. I have to consider that he's a brother because right now, this brother has the number one record in the country and the title of it's Jesus is King, right? Follow me here real quick, people. Jesus is King. But when the album came out, you had so many people just talk about it. And not only talk about it in a negative light, because you got people already saying, I don't know if it's real. He has to repent of his sins. How can God do all this? I don't know how God done it, but I know that God talked to a bush. Let's keep it straight funky. God talked to Moses through a burning bush. God used a donkey to talk to the prophet name. What's the prophet name? It's not on me right now, but you get my drift. God can use anything, anybody, any situation to reach out to us if he choose to do so, right? Kanye West drop out Jesus King. Right? And the main thing people say is, look, in Christian hip hop, there's way better music and records than Kanye West Jesus King. People are like, yo, Jesus, Kanye West's lyrics ain't all there yet. All these different negative things, they don't have nothing to do with a point, right? I don't care how the person gets saved, as long as the person gets saved, right? Because he is now not condemned to hell, and he's going to a place of eternal refuge to the Savior. Meaning when new heaven and earth come back here, because we will be here, we won't be in the sky nowhere else. But when you come back here, guys, check me out. That person who was saved is, man, it's going to be crazy, man. It's like that person's not going in the fire hell. Kanye West, 264,000 units sold, equivalent sold 109 physical copies. Who's doing that now in 2019? Nobody. But the question that we have is that, look, how can we benefit from this momentum? How can we pray for this brother? How can we allow people to see, like, look, we have a whole ecosystem of Christian hip hop. If you love what Kanye West doing, you love what Lecrae doing, you love what Derek Myers doing, you love what Propaganda's doing. No, it's just, oh, well, that Jesus King, I don't know. Guys, you're missing the point, right? Jesus is King is the number one album in the country. Our last number one album was Lecrae's Anomaly. If you want to count NL's album, both his albums that were number one, NF does not publicly state that he's a Christian artist. Let me put that out like that. He does not publicly state that he's a Christian artist, right? Even though the label he was signed with before he got this massive success was a Christian label. But I'm focusing on the hate real quick. The hate was real. As I was strolling down the Twitter feeds, strolling down everything else, I seen negative and negative and negative and negative comment about Kanye West. And guys, where are we when it comes to grace and mercy? And understand that the way God saved Kanye West is the same God that saved us. And you mean to tell me that God cannot use Kanye West in a magnificent way? We have mainstream media outlets covering Christian hip hop. Who's doing that now in 2019? Wait. I sit here and wait while you answer that question. Anybody? No, because they're not doing it. So, it is very disheartening to hear that. But despite of that, Kanye West still has a love and appreciation of God that cannot be taken. And my brothers and sisters, we all have to have that fire for God. Because he is coming back soon, and he will separate the sheep from the goat. And we have to realize one thing: while you hating on Kanye West, Kanye West is saving souls. I'm not saying he's a preacher, but they're hearing the message. They're hearing the gospel, and as they hear the message, as they hear the gospel, they will realize one thing: Jesus is King. So, what? Well, here's the thing that I think that can happen and that can help, right? Number one, we got to pray for Kanye. We got to pray for Kanye. We got to pray for strength, because the success will come. People already turned his back on him. And because of the clout, you have people who say they represent the name of God that just want to benefit off his name. Bro, come on now. Don't get it twisted. Is Kanye West the reason why he's number one? It's not because of he's any old Christian rapper. But it shows you that it could be done. Guys, look here. If you can see somebody's doing it and they're doing it at a high level, you can do it too. Come on now. Come on, somebody. Look, God is showing us that we don't need to hide behind some artificial name, title, thing to reach people if we ourselves. I am a believer of Jesus Christ, and I am unashamed of it. God will elevate me higher places than Kanye West. But we don't believe that, people. We just want to hate on it. So stop hating, man. Congratulate, salute, man. Let's stand behind this brother. Let's pray for this brother. If you want the sound of my voice, pray for Kanye West. When I come back, we're going to talk about some new release music, and we're going to get into this Dove Award situation with Kirk Franklin and Lecrae. Script prayed up. Christian Pop now.
And show you where I came from. I came from. Chasing, Fendi chasing, Prada chasing, feel like Jason, trying to get that crystal laking. I go in, they know no faking. I can't help but stack my bacon. I can't lose, I know they shaking. Trust in God, I'm staying patient. Afterlife, go up like spaceship. Been getting better with time, yeah. This ain't no overnight shine, yeah. You know I'm aging like wine, yeah. You can go look at me dumb, you really don't know the grind. Can't you see what God has done? Well, this is a sign. Range days, you can try the most with your feng shui, but the wear's off like it's been game. My life's a lesson you can take up, and you don't know where I came from, but I'ma show you what I made.
I came up, I came up. You see me staying prayed up. I'm prayed up. I'm begging you to say something, say something, and show you where I came from.
you see me staying prayed up, I'm prayed up. I'm begging you to say some, say some, and show you where I came from. I came from.
Fam is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music review? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, famous entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray? And quick, before I get into this Kirk Franklin Lecrae situation, I want to talk about new releases today. Not Friday, because somehow my podcast switched from Fridays to Mondays, but we got Propaganda Preacher Derek Minor, Change Preacher Daniela Mason. Okay, we got that. We got 1K Few release, What's Understood Too, Mistake featuring Lecrae, What Up RG, and Mo. Okay, Thizzle just releasing Small Things to a Giant. Haven't listened to it yet because the Kanye West album came at the same time, so I will be checking that out, listening to that. We also, 1K Few also dropped Kung Fu featuring What Up RG, Ty Brazzle. That was a pretty dope song or whatever. Let's see anything else. Let's see that, you know, of course, dropped that Jesus is King. I can't talk. No Built Deal is releasing a mixtape. Okay, the name of the mixtape is called Lowercase Tape. And it's set to release on my birthday. Come on now. Hold up now, Deal. You can't release on my birthday, bro. It's my birthday. It's my 31st birthday. Yes, guys. I make a quick announcement. You probably ain't going to see me, but you don't see me anyway. But November 8th, this coming up Friday, is my birthday. It's your 31st birthday. And you know what I'm doing for my birthday? I'm doing what I want to do, because it's my party and I cry if I want to, cry if I want to. Hey, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Anyway, let me get back to what I was talking about before I rudely interrupted by you. My birthday is this Friday and No Big Deal's releasing this album. I don't care. I'm probably going to still listen to it anyway, you know what I'm saying? Because I know it's my birthday, but I do share my birthday with everybody else's birthday that is on November the 8th. Anyway, Daraj just dropped something. Jeans remix, Roy Taj Back Home featuring Brianna Murphy, Jay Fish, Big Moves, Erica Mason, Outside of My Mind, Fusion Giant Killer. Oh, Erykah Banks just released something. Why? I didn't know this. Oh, Chris Knowles, Same Energy featuring Mitchell, Darrell. There's a lot of people that dropping. Go check that out, man. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this whole Kirk Franklin and Lecrae situation, man. I think this is very interesting and noteworthy, and we need to talk about it. But until then, remember, guys, the next time you hear my podcast, the Christian Pop Now podcast, it is going to be Christian music themed, and I am releasing my new Christmas theme song, Christmas Cakes, Little Debbie. It's going to be premiering next 2 weeks, so do not miss it. We got Reconciled by Any Means Necessary. And you know what this is. This is Christian Hip Hop Now. Hey, you know, it is what it is. I'm Christian Hip Hop Now. Reconciled.
You won't believe you can't do it, dude. Dead and follow, watch me on my sin. Blot out my iniquity. I just want more. These boys ain't done more than that.
Make it hotter, bottom, pop. Hit it, lean, let's say. Make it younger, hotter, yeah. Hit it, lean,
yeah. Drag a pump, your body full of lead light, Dodge your kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the ark, want my head light, Banking on God, what a prayer light, Drag a car, the leader by third around, 12 in the ark, they'll go down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Set against, so I'ma make it higher.
Bottom, hit it, me, necessary. Make it higher, bottom, hit it, me, necessary.
Yeah, red light, red light, red light. Yeah. These days, ain't prayer right here. Yeah. I set my head with my head light. Yeah. Murder anybody with the prayer right here. Yeah. Ducking all the ops in the fair, yeah. Cousin in the chain, yeah. Call a different player, yeah. I ain't seen them on shit, on these data. Banking on guard, had to trust with my life, yeah. Devil light here, hit my knees and repent. Pressing the lid, all that pressing the lid, yeah. All the debris stacking problems on problems. Them laws right behind me, they pulling the phone in my record. It ain't clean, but that light bar behind me. Devil on my neck, yeah. God on my tail, yeah. Fear for my sin, yeah, yeah. I don't fail, yeah. You keep the street, give me God, I'ma get ya. Make it hotter, bottom, hit it, me, necessary. Make it younger, out of, yeah. Hit it, me, yeah. Drag a pump, your body full of lead light, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the ark, want my head light, Banking on God, what a prayer light, Drag a car, the leader by third round, 12 in the ark, they'll cut you down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottom, hit it, me, necessary.
On the right path, I'm pursuing that, You keep the streets, I ain't doing that, Had to make a change, I ain't going back. Rather be broke with my life, I ain't throwing that, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right,
Yes, Reconciled by Any Means, Christian Pop Now, Lucky Murray here. And I want to talk about something real quick. Lecrae? Well, talk about the double voice, right? It was Kirk Franklin came out about a week ago, and he had general concerns. His concerns were simple. 2 times during the double voice, I had an inception speech, and at that inception speech, I used that platform to talk about police brutality against African Americans and what we should do as Christians to pray for them. And he also spoke about the first time as far as a black man killing 5 white police officers. He said that his speech was cut, and he talked to the executives at the Devil Wars TBN, and they promised to rectify the situation. This year he was honored to win another award, and this time he spoke about the young lady that was killed in Houston in her home by police officers. He spoke about the same type of thing. Hey, as Christians, we don't need to turn a blind eye. We need to do this. And again, his speech was cut. And because his speech was cut, he will boycott the Dove Awards or anything associated with TBN until changes are made. And then Lecrae came out and voice his opinion as well. So, here is the thing. And I want people to realize something. Christianity, the church in general, not the kingdom of God. I don't want to say the kingdom of God, but the church, the Christianity church, is probably one of the most segregated, if not racist, entities in America today. You got people still believing that interracial marriages is an abomination of God. You still have people who they celebrate you on one end of the spectrum, but don't want to hear about what's happening in reality as a black man or woman in America, because racism is deemed dead. If you hear about the main media, the main goal now is equal rights for everybody. And the problem is this. People do not want to hear Kirk Franklin or Lecrae or any man of color or woman of color speak about different issues in American culture. If it doesn't concern them. White evangelicals, you have, it doesn't really matter the color, race, or creed, but the majority of the population is white. Let's keep it funky. The majority is white. The same experience that we go through as black people, somebody who's white has not gone through it. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that all white people are racist. I'm not even sitting here saying that, you know, that this is the right move to do. But what I am saying is that something has to be done. You have to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And you have some people saying that, look, that's not the platform to speak about it on. Use your social media platform. But where is it? Where are you supposed to speak on it at? Like, honestly, that both the Christian industry, white and black, is in the same room together, celebrating each other for different things they have done within the music industry. It's supposed to be the Christian Grammys, right? But yet you can't make your voice being heard when somebody's been killed or murdered, or you feel injustice and you feel like as Christians we need to sit down and pray. I think there's something wrong with that. And to be honest with you, I don't blame Kirk Franklin for boycotting or Lecrae speaking up and boycotting the Dove Awards. And I think that as African Americans, if we feel that our voices is not being heard the way that we should, or any minority group, or any group in general, I'm not just going to just say minorities. If you're white and you feel like your voice isn't heard, any type of minority figure, if your voice isn't being heard, you have the right to boycott. You have the right to peacefully protest. You have the right to do things that you feel as though is best to advance your agenda. And some of these people who come after black artists for speaking up, speaking out, the main thing they say is, look, we shouldn't say anything. You know, you wasn't saying nothing when you was winning those awards. You wasn't doing this or that. But there's a bigger issue that's at hand that I don't think that too many people see. I think people see it. I don't want to say too many people don't see it. I think people see it. But it's a bigger issue. It's a bigger issue that's inside. That's dwelling in there. And I look at sin. And the reason why I feel like we struggle with certain sins is a deeper issue than the sin itself, right? It's not the other woman or the adulterous relationship that you want. It's something deeper that you never dealt with from the root level. And it's just coming out that way. So I pray that this thing gets dissolved. We're all Christians. I think that this is something that we just need to pray about this. And prayer change things. So I have a new song that I'm premiering. This young man goes by the name of Timely XO, XO for short. He submitted this on CHH Now, and you can too. Just go to chhnow.com/submit. This song is called Way Up. It's featuring LNLY. And this is a dope song. I see you with the Lucky Charm of the Week. XO, Way Up, Christian Hip Hop Now.
I stay looking toward love in the next life, this life, feeling so caught up in the flesh. And I just know the next life it'll be so perfect that words couldn't express. And I stay talking to God, like make sure there's this, this, and this. Like I'm just asking, remember asking that he would take me away. Said if he wouldn't, make sure I prosper like the people from his pages. Those days, just following lust and my ignorance. Came so far but still can't find myself lingering. God pushed me climb this mountain so these tears invigorating. Can see success in others but I can't seem to equate it. Only thing move forward on is trying to be the greatest. On the same page, not taking two steps and yelling late. Yes, all in time, when I get there will I still debate it. So many had a future in their hands, still can't seem to make it. And I just follow breeze, praying that somebody save me. If I turn to what you need, would it turn to save me? All the cuts on skin, still no strength to mob on through this matrix. Feeling something is a reason when I feel the pain that push up later. Days of confusion, wanna feel but fade at same time. Remember moving from the wrist so I could hide minds. If you feel that much pain for you, I pray for better days. Started getting better when I called upon his name. The only thing he asked me to change is what tied me down. Ain't it strange? Now call upon the Father's name. Read words read, John 151. And sing hallelujah, cause you damn sure gon' be one.
Your spirit widely renowned. You've never let me down. Only cause of him I'm on my way.
On twinkling, forget all this judgment. Jesus came to save. No experience intermingling. Each one feel their own pain and keep that heart open. Forgiveness is what breaks chains. Take the time you need, he'll bless your strength to keep on lingering. Just open up, tell him that you need him on the mainframe. And he'll be there to wipe your scars with his blood stains.
Your spirit widely renowned. You've never let me down.
Or tell me that yours is perfect and mine you can't debate it. Like if it wasn't perfect, give us trust and pray and faithful as a saving. Just know he saw the light wasn't lifted for the blind, so he assumed we had the same major. Then spent 40 days and nights crying over humble mangers. Or tell me evidence is lost like missing link between anchors. Or tell me spirit fable like dark side of moon. Only ones to see it are the ones inside cocoons. Or tell me you don't wanna change because you love your emotions. Either way, I'll be a lantern to the people that need me. Matthew 5:14. Remember that a rabbi said no way could ever do it. That it was just impossible for mentors to conceive. But I'll spread this light to the shadows that are creeping, so that he see that anything is possible through me. Forget all this judgment, Jesus came to save. No experience intermingling. Each one feel their own pain and keep that heart open. Forgiveness is what breaks chains. Take the time you need, he'll bless your strength to keep on lingering. Just open up, tell him that you need him on the mainframe. And he'll be there to wipe your scars with his blood stains.
They flow so basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating. I ride that tight right by, I'm winning. My flow so soul, I call it Cajun. It's blazing. Oh, they flow so basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating. I ride that tight right by, I'm winning.
got a basic flow. I ain't talking cadence, your aim is low. Your mind is all trapped and it's wrapped in that matter about crap that don't matter, your patterns are slow. Your pen is potential to speak into life. You bending your sentences broken inside. Your vocab is trash, you ain't using it right. Lyrics looking up like, what did you write?
You should tear it up, we made for better. This is more than just rhyming a couple letters. Yeah, you act like you rhyme, but you in the trenches. You need to divide the neck to make you better. I'll make you better, yeah, you need it, you know it. You getting taller, but you know you're not growing. Your pen is broken in the way that you fly. You better dead, then you better die.
Disease. All your friends are getting bored, I think they falling asleep. They in that deathly slumber, pencil led by empty mumblers. Bet that you can't bend these numbers, you need God to wake them up. Your flow so basic, they got me bored but I've been skating.
Get the bag. My girl is really bad. My flow is colder than chorus. You gon' get drunk if you listen my raps. Yeah, it's all about me. I'm hanging plaques like they curtains. Don't I sound like every rapper's, including the Christians? I just wrote your verses. Woo! Basic is basic and me. Already know this, that used to be me. I'm talking last year when I was asleep. I traded y'all for the trap with the cheese. Yeah, I turned on TV. I see keys and queens telling me to eat more cake. So I secured the bag and bought some Gucci. Now blackface on my blackface. Wasting my time. You so convinced you the center of universe. You so convinced that this money is really worth. I'm probably wasting this rhyme. Yeah. But do your thing. Don't blame me. Will you finally find the American dream? Only
they
a dream.
So basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating.
I write that tight right by. I'm waving.
My flow so soul, I call it Cajun. Yeah, it's blazing. Oh, they flow so basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating.
Yeah. I was finna write a song, but I've been hella stressed. But I looked in your eyes and noticed I'm hella blessed. Staring at you on this airplane, I ain't worried about nothing. Cause you got me feeling like Dwayne Wade in 03. Yeah, you and me, we got the heat. So bump all that anxiety. But you hit to the side of me. I feel like I'm gliding. And honestly, look, I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me, but I really wanna tell you that
I still get goosebumps whenever you call. When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
Tell me how you feel, tell me what it is, tell me what it ain't. Trigger happy, you looking by, I might just detonate. Yeah. Tell them dudes looking far back. Kidding to kill, I need all that. Let them call, but don't call back. Let them call, but don't.
I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me. But I really wanna tell you that I still get goosebumps whenever you call. When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
I still get goosebumps whenever you call.
When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
Yes, this is Lucky Murray Christian Hip Hop Now. And Jay Ashawn, boy, I love that man music. want to be transparent real quick, guys. I'm definitely struggling with some things right now. And here's what I think what Satan does. And this is Lucky Charm of the Week. When we sin, shame come upon us like we're not worthy of God's love. Right? That we cannot be used by God because we have this thing that we're battling with, right? And I'm struggling, guys. I'm struggling. And I realized one thing, right? It's a quote right here. It's a quote. It says, just because we fall one time doesn't mean we can't get up and let our light shine. And another quote, when real people fall down in life, they get right back up and keep walking. It's hard to be the person that never gives up. Proverbs 24:16 says, for though a righteous man falls seven times, he will rise again. But the wicked stumble in chlamydity. I think I'm saying the word wrong. Chlamydity. The Lord, Psalms 37:23-24 said, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. And I just want to let the person or the people who's listening to this right now be encouraged, man. Just because you're struggling with a sin, just because you're not where you need to be at, just because your life is beating you down, doesn't mean that A, the Lord doesn't love us any less, and B, we can still get up, shake ourselves off, and keep pursuing forward for the righteousness and let our light shine. Because at the end of the day, Satan wants to dampen our lights. And you cannot give up. And right now, the church is really being divided with Kanye, with President Trump, and everything else that goes on with that. You have the devil wars. The church is dividing itself. And I realize that the Satan tries to send you a distraction. So, I'm going to tell you from experience, if you don't believe that the Lord is not coming, he'll make a way. Zay Hill featuring Cannon, Make a Way. This is Lucky Murray, Christian Hip Hop Now.
Just the show on your
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us praying the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.